Chapter 8. The Magic Veil. Posy couldn't sit still. The invitation had come in the morning mail. It was for Miss Lee's birthday, a first grade parade. Dear first graders, my friend Posy gave me a great idea yesterday. Because you are all so different and creative, you are invited to come to school dressed in your favorite clothes. We will have a parade to start off the new school year. When? The first day of school. Where? Middle Pond School. Front steps. Time, 8 o'clock a.m. I will be outside to greet you. We will parade down the blue hall to our class. Posy's tutu was clean and almost like new. Her mom had mean the hole in the tear. Now Grams was coming over to give Posy a present. She bounced up and down on the couch. She ran to the window to look out. "He's here," she shouted when Graham's truck pulled into the driveway. She ran outside and hugged Graham's as hard as she could. "Hang on now," Grams laughed. "What's all the excitement?" Posy's mom came in out onto the front porch holding Danny. "Let Grams get inside," she called. In the living room, Grams handed Posy a shiny box with a silver bow. "Go on, open it, he said. Inside was beautiful pink veil covered with stars. Posy held it up. The stars sparkled like magic. They were blue and green and red. "Put it on," said Grams. "Let's see how it looks." The veil fell around Posy's shoulders like a cloud, a sparkly pink cloud. Posy started to twirl. She twirled and twirled as if she would never stop. "Posy, slow down," said her mom. But Posy couldn't slow down. She was Princess Posy, the pink princess. Princess Posy was floating around and around and around like a dream. When Posy bumped into the couch, Grams put his arms around her. "You know what makes that veil so magic?" he said. "What?" you in that brave heart of yours. It's all you will ever need. Posey knew Gramps was right.